Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup. Tuesday tidbits for the WGC match play. A little bit different schedule this week with the match play starting tomorrow. So if you were kind of out of sync or thinking that you have till Thursday to build lineups, you do not. It starts tomorrow morning. I believe 9:30 is lock. Central Standard Time, so it'll be 10:30 Eastern or so. Kind of just going to go through. Now that we got the digest of the bracket, I got some updates from us on Gup's Corner. Just guys that I kind of moved up on, moved down on, and more so just more talk on the strategy part. On notes I've taken over the last 24 hours or so, and stuff from questions I've received that's triggered me to look up the responses and stuff like that. First, use the code MASTERS, gets you 30% off any package right now, which includes a free 7-day trial. So I posted a video tutorial on the Green Machine. We are optimized to build lineups for the match play now that will ensure your six guys have a shot at the Elite Eight so that all six can get in the Elite Eight and that you can get four in the Final Four. We've documented since 2018. I went back last night and looked, and it was closer to 40% or more of lineups that did not have that. 2019, it was like 33% to 36%, depending on what kind of contest you were looking in. The higher the percentage was definitely in like your big $5, your big $10, stuff like that. I feel just listening to the industry in one day, it definitely feels like more people are alert to this, but I felt that way in 19. It still shocked me in the bigger GPPs how many people did not build correctly. And there are some people that think they are telling people to build correctly, but I still don't think they are when I've listened, which that's not here nor there. I don't really care. I just feel my tool I built back in 2018 and we used in 2018 and 19 as a community that I still put out this week. We've now automated in the Green Machine, which is awesome because even though my tool was good, it was still very difficult to get, not difficult, it's time consuming, even using that Excel tool to build to make sure you were doing it right, even though it flowed for you more naturally than just a hand build. Having said all that, the Green Machine takes care of all. I did that video I did earlier, it's up there. Even if you're not a member, you can go check it out. I think I did 100 lineups in 3 minutes or something like that, total, start to end. So makes it a lot easier. You still have to get the player pool correctly built and have enough guys, high price guys, low price guys, which the Green Machine walks you through. You can see that in the video, but that's what I want to focus on here for our this is normally movers and shakers. I'm actually going to start doing this Tuesday tidbits weekly as well. So we'll have the Smash Factor on Mondays, Tuesday tidbits on Tuesday. I'll probably go a little bit more into betting, nuances, stuff like that around some of the fancy stuff, depending on the week, what's going on. Wednesdays, we'll still have our Movers and Shakers pod, which this format is today is more the Movers and Shakers, and then we'll get into football season and have Thursday, Friday. Almost we're having a daily either between Smash, Coin Flip, and Cup with Gup. So go check out that tutorial. If you're not a member, that kind of gives you a little sneak behind there. Again, sign up today, get a free 7-day trial as well. If you don't like it or don't like us or just want to use it for the tool, that's fine. We just want more eyes in there. Come check us out and come check out the Slack. I think you'll really enjoy it. We've automated our Slack membership so that we can now offer this free trial moving forward. And so if you don't like it, once your trial ends, your access automatically comes out, which makes it easy for us to manage and so on and so forth. Get this listener league filled up for me. I removed it to 400 because I knew we were on a tight window. I'll put the link in here in the podcast if you're listening on the audio side. I think we're about half full, so I think we'll get there, but still, it's tomorrow morning, not normally. $500 a first, super flat payouts, limited rake, top three get GC swag. If you're listening to this podcast or the Smash, that's an ongoing thing the rest of the season. I announced it again, but you have to tell me. You just DM me and say, hey, I got second. I'll go look at it, match you up, and let you know. It's hard for me to chase down DK names, so I see who wins, but you got to DM me and be like, hey, I won first, second, or third in the Listener League, and you get the combo pack that I actually have on today. So take care of that. Take advantage of that. Sorry, I get a little coffee. It's been a long 24 hours, not much sleep. If you do like the merch, 30% off at the store. Use the code MASTERS. If you're a current sub or you're joining now, be sure to check out our sub-only discount. If you can't find it, DM me. I'll let you know. We're going to put that on the site eventually so you don't have to go looking for it. YouTube comment winners this week is Roy DeLay. You get a free GC Swab combo pack. Hit me up in DMs and I'll get that for you. On this video, leave me who you think is going to win it. Let's just get down to the nuts. Who's going to win the match play this week? That'll get you entered into another drawing. And lastly, I did have a private league bracket. I'll put that link in this podcast. Click it. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. And I'm giving away Master swag, GC swag, HV3 swag. I put a picture out there last night on GUPS Corner and my Twitter. Go look at it. The more we get in there, the more swag I give away. And if you're not a member, I'll be giving one full membership away as well. So basically, I don't know who all members are not, but when we get to the winnings, if you are a member already, I'll either upgrade you or you get the swag. And if you're not a member, you'll get the membership option that you can have for the first place winner. I'll give it away until I get down to a non-member. So if you're a non-member or you join this week, so don't wait to join. Go ahead and join. If you say, hey, I joined this week and I won, I'll credit that back. But if there's like the eighth place person in the contest is our first non-member, you'll get the deal. So pretty good deal to go check out. Remember the code, the password code that they have on those is GUPS. The link is in the podcast. Check that out. All right, let's get the stuff you're here for, strategy. So the biggest thing I think I would do, if you're a member, I'm going to be putting out a combo Glorious Nucleus Triple G article here in a little bit. Going 90 to nothing right now to get everything done on time with everything locking tomorrow. And I'm going to go in detail on if I'm building this many lineups, here's the amount of guys I want from each quad or mix and match. I can't do that on this. We want this pod, you know, a 10-15 minute pod, but what I would say is build your bracket. That's obviously first, but I would start isolating, you know, what if scenarios. So if you're really like, you know, let's say I'm looking at it now and I'm pretty confident in a couple and I go, I got Casey and Wallace or Casey and Garcia, you know, some of those mini pods to sub pods to, as you keep going, where you have if or really gut feelings, that's where I'd start marking, go, okay, that's the guys I may want to get three out of this pod in my MME builds. If you're doing 1-3 entry, then you're just going to kind of have to build like you're building a bracket and try to get as many great lineups as you can, obviously optimally using our stuff we have on there. But the MMEs, you know, you have to decide, okay, if I'm doing 20 lineups, how do I feel about each quadrant, A, B, C, D, or however you want to do it, 1, 2, 3, 4. And maybe you pick one where you go, I really think out of the third quadrant or C quadrant, as we're calling it on the corner, these two guys I feel damn good about. And maybe you just take two from there. That leaves you 18 slots. If you're doing, you know, let's say you're doing 20 lineups and you're gonna do 24 guys to be, you know, fair, 26 guys. And say, I'm only gonna take two from number three, and I just hope those two get out of there. Well, then now it leaves you eight guys out of the other three pods. If you want to make it even, 8, 8, and 8, you can go to, or that's how you have to decide where do I feel strong at in the bracket on who's getting out or who's not. Or maybe you just go even and you go, I'm doing 28 players on 20 lineups and I'm going to take 7 guys out of each quad within price region, because you obviously can't take all the best, so your lineups won't build. You'll be over the 50, you know, K-type deal, which is one good thing about the Green Machine, is it guides you through getting your salary ranges in line as well as your percentages of ownership. I think that's the biggest thing people used to struggle with, even on our old Green Machine. And the way that we came up with this idea, it really it really makes it like elementary to an extent, where all you're thinking about is how many spots and making sure my salary ranges are proper. And it's really taught people, oh, I used to want 40% of DJ, Rory, Rom, and then I'd try to build and it wouldn't build it optimally. Well, you can't, because you're eating up so much salary with your high-end ranges. You have to have a balance there. And so I really like how that's worked out there. But when you're building, I think you really have to think about, where do I want to take some risk and where do I want to be overweight on the field? And then where, what little brackets do I want? You know, and there's probably going to be some common ones where people, the JT one, JT, Usti, Kiss, or Kuchar, anybody could come out of that. It's one of the quote-unquote death pods, you know, or Hatton, Westwood, Garcia, Wall. I mean, there's several of these where you may want to take three of those four, be overweight there, but you're okay taking DJ, or, you know, maybe you're going to fade Bryson and you go, I just want Kim, Finau, Kokrak, something like that. That's okay too. You just have to kind of play that out. And the article I'm going to put out next will help us on the premium side. But here's where I'm at today. Guys that have moved up for me since yesterday is Rory, mainly because I think Rom's going to be so highly owned that Rory is in that same bracket. And so getting him through at what I think will be somewhat lower ownership, and you know, I like some other guys in that bracket as well, that's a place that I think I just sit down and go, okay, I may still have some ROM. I just may be light on the field and go, if I'm building 150 lineups, which I am, I'm going to max to $10. I may go, all right, I think ROM's going to be 24%. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't really know yet. I'm still finishing up all my ownership stuff. That's a mess in itself with only one day time. But, and then go overweight elsewhere. You know, maybe it's DJ, maybe it's whatever. I like Rory. I think he's going to go more under-owned than he should. And I really started thinking about it, and I was like, you know, he scores well, and he's actually finished pretty good in most of his tournaments. He just hadn't succeeded his, or what we consider his expectations. But he's a guy that can get dominant, get on a roll, grind out pars, and just win matches, I think. We've seen him in the Ryder Cup, stuff like that. Maybe this is the get-right spot for him. The way this course is laid out, the fans, you know, I've walked it, are a lot more close than a normal one, but there's not a lot of fans that can fit in there. That's why you'll never see a normal tour event here, because they can't put the big suites and structures up just the way the course is. Maybe that helps him. He's talked about the fans and stuff like that. So I like Rory. Hovland, another guy I think that's moved up my board. I think so many people are on answer, deservingly so. Morikawa has some love. Homa's getting a lot of love. I don't think I have to be too much weight over Hovland. So I'll take Hovland, take that, and, you know, I don't mind getting overweight there. Doesn't mean I have to go crazy on him, but that's a good spot in the bracket that I think, you know, okay, what if he beats answer? Maybe now he has a pretty good draw and everybody was banking on the answer run. I'll take that leverage in something like this. And then Wallace is my last one. I'm not stupidly high on him, but at the price, and you're going to need, it's no different than a normal week where you got to have some low price guys. Let's say he gets out of that, what we call the death trap, Hatton. I'm not so high on Westwood, but Garcia, you know, he could face a Hughes or a Gooch or even a Casey, which I don't, you know, I think he's all right going up against a Casey. Maybe Webb comes out of it, because Webb's going to be another one I don't think is going to be super high owned. So I like Wallace as a cheap guy, kind of moved up my ladder. Don't have to have a ton of them, but I like him a lot this week. Faded or move down in my list. Rom's number one. I'm going to be light on him. I'm just making that decision. You know, if he goes on and wins this whole thing, it won't shock me. It's just a strategic move I'm going to make. And then Berger, I saw his deal today. Say he feels about 70%. I don't really like that. My biggest fear is if he loses his first match, but let alone two matches, he's a guy that may not show up for that third. And not only does that kill him, but it's going to help these other guys, you know, potentially in this bracket. I need to finalize looking up. I know they got it set, and I can't remember who he plays on Friday, but that guy I will probably try to be overweight on, because if Berger withdrew, it won't be round one. But if he loses and go, it's going to be hard for me to win 2 days in a row. I'm going to try to be overweight on those two guys he plays, especially the one Friday. Because if he goes 0-2 or 0-1-1 and someone's already maybe 2-0 and he's dead, why would he go out there and risk that and not try to get healthy for the Masters? So just a little bit there. I'm gonna probably full fade Berger, to be honest with you. If he wins it all, I just take that loss. Some sleeper and under radar guys for me. Perez, I like, even though I'm gonna be probably high on DJ a little bit. I like Perez's chances out of there as a sleeper, low price guy. And I mean, we all like the high price guys. We want them in there, but at some specific point, you're gonna have to get some cheap guys. I like Siwoo. I thought he'd be more talked up. I know he's going up against Big Bad Bryson. Fleetwood's, you know, a good player as well. And then the Rosner guy, who's actually rates out pretty decently in some of the stuff I looked up. But if Siwoo gets out of that, I think he has a great path to the Elite Eight, which would be fantastic for his price, because I'm not super sold on Finau. I like Kokrak, and I'm going to have some Kokrak. Willie Z I like, but can he putt enough in a match play style? And Fratelli. And I'll probably have a little bit of all four of those because I'm not confident who's coming out of there. So if I get that and I have Kim, who knows? Obviously not in the same lineups. You know, we've talked about the optimal all the way, so I don't want to beat that horse to death. And then Scheffler. Scheffler's a guy we've seen that can get birdies and bunches. And in a match play style, he can get three or four up at a heartbeat. And you know, he's in a little bit of a tough bracket with Schauffele and Day, no doubt. Sullivan a little bit. But if he gets out of there, he's got Rory. I'm going to have builds with – they're not in the same lineup, of course, but I'll have Scheffler and I'll have Rory that those lineups will have a chance to survive in the MME style I'm doing this week. So I like Scheffler a little, maybe under the radar, sleeper. Leverage play for me was two. Two guys I think that maybe just the way everybody's kind of building and going, lower owned or kind of off the radar namesake-wise is Spieth and JT. I think Spieth's price may scare people off and they just – and plus his draw – because so many people are higher on that one. And a lot of people are going to have Kisner. They could have Usti. Maybe they go with Sleeper Kuchar. Fitzpatrick's live. Wolf seems to be a popular cheap play. Connors, you know, I like a lot. Plays good in a lot of these courses we did comps on. So maybe having JT Spieth overweight there, whoever comes out of that in MME builds again, you may have some leverage there. So that's kind of the spot I saw that I liked the most. My final five one-and-done options, DJ, Reed, Casey, Rory, and Hovland. I will pick two of those guys for two of my lineups. And then my third one I always keep to myself as usual. As I mentioned, go check out GupsCorner.com. Use the code MASTERS, 30% off. Go check out the free video if you want to. Free 7 days if you join today. Come check us out and then give me some feedback on it. Appreciate you guys, and we'll see you soon.